So in the pastimes of Mahaprabhu, after he takes sannyas, he's, Srila Guru Maharaj says, in a like a almost childlike state, searching for Krishna. Kahan Krishna Prananath Murali Vadan, Kahan Karun Kahan Pan, Rajendra Nandan. Search for Sri Krishna. That was the title Srila Guru Maharaj gave of the first book of his collected talks, The Search for Sri Krishna, Reality of the Beautiful. You have the Vedic aphorism, Satyam, Shivam, Sundaram. There's truth, Satyam, Shivam, auspiciousness, but the ultimate conception of reality is Sundaram, beauty, reality of the beautiful. His domain is predominated by the movement that is dance, all the movement enhanced with the beautiful reality is dance, all the speech that is enhanced with reality the beautiful is song. Right? So Mahaprabhu, having taken sannyas, he had no other business. Now his heart, you could say, was released. And he was madly searching for Krishna. And ultimately ended up in Jagannath Puri. And there, seeing Jagannath, when we go to Jagannath Puri, we see Jagannath, Subhadra, and Balabhadra, Balaram. But he would see Brajendra Nandan Krishna. Right? So, Srila Saraswati Thakur, some of his disciples went for a darshan once, and they said, they came back and said, "You've seen Jagannath?" "Oh yes, we saw Jagannath, very nice." "You saw Jagannath?" "Yes." "You saw Jagannath?" And they went, "Oh no." He said, "Yes, what you have done is eye exercise. Because we're told when you view the deity, we'll see different descriptions or the form of the Lord, that first we shall look at the lotus feet and then the eyes will go up and move this way and that way." So he said, "Your eyes are getting some exercise, but what really are you seeing?" So Guru Maharaj says, if we go before Jagannath, we see an awkward figure. He said it that way, smilingly. He said, but Mahaprabhu, he is crying tears profusely. What is his seeing? Right? When Mahaprabhu, later we find in the Antilila, when he will go for darshan, that one lady so enwrapped in pure devotional mood thought he was like the Garuda Stamba column, and she climbed up Mahaprabhu for a better view. When she later came to her senses, she was apologetic, touching his feet, but his servitor, Govinda, pulled her down like, "You don't know what offense you created." But Mahaprabhu checked him and said, "Oh, Jagannath has not blessed me with such eagerness." He liked it. He thought, yes, that type of eagerness. We were discussing with Kunti about Natadwar, where the deity of Gopal is, and it's connected with Srila Prabhupada when they were describing to him plans of what would become a big temple in Juhu Beach, which is like the capital of Bollywood in Bombay, and that's where the temple would be. And they were telling Prabhupada very enthusiastically, "And we've designed it in such a way that wherever you are sitting, you'll have a perfect view of the deity." And Prabhupada expressed some disappointment, and he said, "No, it's better when it's small and you have to expend some energy on your part to see the deity. That will be better. Not that from everywhere you can see it. You'll have to make your way toward the front. And Natadwar to this day is like that. It's a small opening where you can view Gopal, Srinathji, and you sort of have to fight your way to the front. Usually with old ladies, you know, you have to... They have such eagerness. So anyway, Mahaprabhu, Guru Maharaj is saying, what is he seeing that's causing a stream, a Ganga-like stream of tears to come from his eyes? So it's about perspective and subjective position. When Mahaprabhu is overwhelmed by this Jagannath Darshan and faints, he's carried away to the court pundit, Prataparudra, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, his house. And he's lying there in a deep trance. We know from Chaitanya Bhagavat, these trances are 9 hours. They're very deep. He goes so far into the internal world, it takes some time to gradually go from deep internal to half internal, half external, back to external awareness. And during that time, Gopinath Acharya and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya have a discussion about the divinity of Mahaprabhu, which hinges on the conception, prasadale shanugrihita evahi, atapite deva padambujadvaya. So there nayam atma pravachanena labhyo namedaya na bahuna shrutena. It's not a question of erudition, scholarship, intellect, data transfer, getting access to particular information. He said, but you need some mercy to understand the Supreme Lord and his position. And Guru Maharaj's famous sutra, where he says, a man challenged saying, if the finite can know the infinite, he's not infinite. His response, if the infinite cannot make himself known to the finite, he's not infinite. That's his prerogative. To whom and through whom he will reveal himself. And Srila Guru Maharaj points out, this accounts for many people's different descriptions of divinity or any particular pastime of divinity. How they saw it is according to their inner awakenment, what they're capable of seeing. But Guru Maharaj is very generous. Rather than dismissing some particular angle of vision, he'll say everything is possible. Krishna is the supreme hypnotist. As he compels us to see him, we see him. Just as in Bhagavad Gita, he says, with Dibya Rupam, Arjuna, I'm going to give you the eyes necessary to see this divine form. And he sees the Virat Rupa, the universal form, which has the effect of scaring Arjuna, who Teneva Rupena Chatur Bhujena. In the end, he is asking, please return to, as before. And from the Virat Rupa to a four-arm Vishnu form, at last to Krishna. And there we're surprised to find, he's saying, actually, this form of Krishna, this is the most confidential form. This is the form that the not only the great devotees, yogis, spiritually realized souls are trying to get a glimpse of. Even Mahavishnu wanted to see this form. And Rupa Goswami takes it even further. Even Dwarka Krishna is charmed by this form. Satchidananda Vigraha, Anadi Adir Govinda, Shamasundar Krishna Govinda. That's who Mahaprabhu is seeing. When his so-called external consciousness is to see Jagannath, Subhadra, and Balaram and think, why are we at Kurukshetra? We take it that Jagannath Puri is Dwaraka. But seeing them, you think, I suddenly find myself at Kurukshetra. Anyway, that is the divine madness of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But after Mahaprabhu kindly upgrades Brihaspati, the guru of the gods, in the form of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, into Gaura Lila, he has a new perspective, a new way of seeing things. Yata yata gora padara vinde vindeta bhaktim krita punya rasi tata tatot sarpati hridya kasmat radha padamboja sudamburasi. The real entrance into Krishna Leela is Gaura Leela. So now he's in the position to reflect upon his life in a new way. And as Mahaprabhu is preparing to tour South India, Sarvabhauma is saying, oh, really who you should meet is Ramananda. He's the qualified person to discuss all these things. And then he had remorse for his past. He's saying, previously I would mock him as, oh, he's a devotee. Like that's still going on. As if devotee is somehow some kind of a lesser position. He's a Vaishnava, a devotee, a simple-hearted soul. So, but now, by your grace, I'm in a position to understand the greatness of Ramananda. And really, it is Ramananda with whom you should meet. So Mahaprabhu's 6-year tour, say 2 years in South India, and he's meeting those from the Madhva school, Ramanuja school, Sri Sampradaya, the Buddhists. Everywhere he is demonstrating the superiority of his Krishna conception of divinity. So much so that when he returns, he tells Sarvabhauma, I just toured what's reputed even in the pages of the Bhagavatam to be the most religious part of the country. And still it has this reputation. But even in the pages of the Bhagavatam, the glories of South India are spoken of. But Mahaprabhu says, I met with so many, all the leaders of so many different schools of divine thinking, but I didn't find anyone like you, Sarvabhauma. And Guru Mahārāja said, in this way, Mahaprabhu is endorsing himself. Because what is Sarvabhauma at this point? But the creation of Mahaprabhu. As we aspire to that recreated self that's seen in the eyes of our Guru Varga, as they see us, that is what we aspire to be. Although we are infinitely familiar with our misconceived selves, we should be reminded from time to time by the grace of Guru and Vaishnav, they see some other potential within us. And we could say it's our aspiration to achieve that servitor identity. So he's saying, I didn't find anyone like you, Sarvabhauma. But there was Ramananda. On your recommendation, I met with him. And then Mahaprabhu began to sing the glories of Ramananda, who we find out from Kavi Karnapur in the Gora Gono Desha Deepika is none other than Vishakha Sakhi. So we're regularly chanting the glories of Sarup Damodar, Lalita Sakhi. But this partnership, Lalita Bishaka, they play these pivotal roles in the pastimes of Mahaprabhu. And as Sarup Damodar makes all the notes that we have, that and Raghunath Das said, what Sarup Damodar put in a sutra form, like compacted cotton. Raghunath Das found it out. But Srupa writes very briefly, Raghunath Das explicated on that. And Krishnadas was the receiver of the full wealth from Raghunath Das Goswami, Srupa Damodar via Raghunath Das Goswami. But so in these pastimes, Srila Gurudev, Srila Govindamars frequently like to quote these slokas that appear in a few places in Charitamritam, saying, behind closed doors, Mahaprabhu would hear Gita Govinda, Krishna Karnamritam, the poetry of Chandi Das, Vidyapati, and it's also mentioned the Jagannath Balava Natak of Ramananda. There's a garden called Jagannath Balava, and Ramananda used to live there, and he wrote this play, Jagannath Balava Natak there. So behind closed doors, but who in the company of two, Srupa Damodar and Ramananda, Lalita Bishakha, we hear the famous couplet. It says, Bahiranga Sange Kore Nam Sankirtan, Antaranga Sange Kore Rasa Ashvadan. With the general group of associates, Nam Sankirtan. Right, as every Kali Yuga incarnation of Mahaprabhu delivers the Yuga Dharma, Nam Sankirtan. Babaji Maharaj, we can still hear him. He loved to sing the last sloka of Srimad Bhagavatam. Nam Sankirtanam Yasya Sarva Papa Pranasanam Pranamo Dukha Samanas Tannamami Harim Puram. So Nam Sankirtan. But we're told in this particular age, Kali Yuga, and the, what is it, the 27th Dibya Yuga, and Vaivashvata Manu, that Swayam Bhagavan Krishna appears. There's an overlapping of the ages, Treta and Dwarpa exchange places. Krishna, Swayam Bhagavan Krishna appears. Krishna at the right hand of Radharani. And in the Kali Yuga that follows, Mahaprabhu, but how? Radha Bhava Duti Subolita, enveloped in the heart and halo of Radharani. So this is where he is appearing always to give the Nam Sankirtan, but here, Anarpita Chirim Chirad Korna Vatirna Kalo Sama Paritam Udantajulam Rasam Sabhakti Sriyam Ujwala Rasa Radha Bhava. So, and that is a very confidential thing. Like when Gurudev talked of the worship of Bhaktivinoda Thakur Gaura Gadadhar, he said, this is his private bhajan chamber. Not for us to enter there or to meddle or disturb that. So, and behind closed doors with those who are qualified, his antaranga bhakta, rasa ashvadan, there he's tasting all these things in the company of Srupa Damodar and Ramananda Roy, because they are qualified to nourish those moods, to augment when necessary, to assuage the grief of separation, these kind of things, to supply the appropriate sloka. It's a particular quality of servitor who can perform this seva. And it's interesting, Guru Maharaj pointed out, if we take that Ishwara Puri as Diksha Guru of Mahaprabhu and Kesava Bharatiya Sannyas Guru, he said, we can take it, Ramananda Roy, as the Ragamarg Diksha Guru of Mahaprabhu. And who does this come from? Who is, by status in this pastime, Shudra. It's very interesting. Who's Mahaprabhu's Ragamarg Diksha Guru, in this context we're speaking, is by caste and profession a Shudra, decrying his own position as being unqualified. And remember, Nimai Pandit, he is a high-class Brahmin from Navadvip. So why is he taking instruction from someone who seems to be so unqualified from a superficial analysis? Even some of the associates of Ramananda Roy, when they first met on the banks of the Godavari, they were shocked to see Mahaprabhu embracing Ramananda. It was a social faux pas from a caste point of view. But to address this, Mahaprabhu says, Kiba vipra kiba nyasi shudra kene noi jai krishna tattva veta se guru hoy. Whether vipra, brahman, nyasi, sannyasi, kiba vipra kiba nyasi, shudra or shudra, if yay krishna tattva veta se guru hoy, if they know the science of Krishna, then we find guru there, we can accept guru. Krishna tattva. And of course, Ramananda goes on, Krishna tattva, Radha tattva, Rasa tattva, Leela tattva. So many things within the Ramananda Sambhad. When I discovered in interacting with Srila Guru Maharaj that he was what you call legally blind. It means he can see in a very vague way, but sometimes you see pictures of him with his glasses, but sometimes playfully Guru Maharaj would take his glasses off like this and go, put them back on, and he goes, no difference. So whenever that time was that they were prescribed, he said they're mainly just out of habit and for show. Guru Maharaj would hear news with a little transistor radio on his chest. Like he'd hear the news, and that's how he could keep up on the world and the latest scientific discoveries and all that. And someone would read him the newspaper. So I asked Srila Gurudev once, just in passing, I said, I never saw Guru Maharaj read scripture. Who Shastra Nipun, those days were in the past. One great literary critic of the West, he said, speaking in the secular sense, but he said, there's a type of writer or thinker who, while generally he's advising that you read from so many great writers, he's saying, but there's another type who's reached a stage where they no longer need to read. He was saying that as like a very high, in other words, they've got it all now. So I said, what about Guru Maharaj? Does he ever read any books? And Gurudev, sometimes he has me read to him. And then he shook his head, he goes, but it's always the same thing. He said, what is that? Ramananda Sambhad, which Guru Maharaj, if I would say, knew by heart, it would be the ultimate appropriate use of that cliche. He knows the Ramananda Sambhad by heart. But every now and then he might like to hear some other part. And he would say, here his ontological method springs out, which means, in principle, what is the Ramananda Sambhad? But explaining gradation and of quality. Otherwise, and back to how there are different perspectives, there are, when Mahaprabhu inquires from Ramananda, and Ramananda answers with a sloka from Bhagavad Gita, and Mahaprabhu says, that's external. How can we digest that? It's the Bhagavad Gita. But if anybody can say that, I would say that Krishna, who spoke Bhagavad Gita, who's now Radha Bhava Dyuti Subolita, if he says that's external, there may be some mysterious, mystical, hidden wealth in that expression. So it means from a particular perspective, and that means gradation and ascent and progress. So when they begin their talk, Ramananda's first response is, he mentions Varnashram Dharma. What is that? It's like Vishnu Aradhana, Varnashrama Charavata. Anyway, I can't recall it, but and it's rejected by Mahaprabhu as external, because it's saying whatever you do, it should ultimately culminate in Vishnu Aradhanam. But in and of itself is not that, the worship of Vishnu. And he says, well, Krishna Karmarpanam. Yad karosi, yad ishnasi, yad jahosi dadasi, yad tat kuruso mara. Whatever you do, do it as an offering to Krishna. And no, still, that is external. Brahma Bhuta, Prasanatma, they keep going further. And Mahaprabhu is saying, everything you're telling me right now is external. It's on the outside. It hasn't crossed the threshold and entered. Yeah, and it has no real touch with the devotional realm. And what is the first thing he accepts? When Ramananda quotes the Brahma Stuti, Gyane Prayasa Urupasana Manta Eva, Jivanti San Mukharitam Bhavadiya Bhartam, Stane Stita Shrutigatam Tanuvan Manovya. Ye Prayaso Jita Jito Tiasi Taistre Lokyam. Saying, hear about Krishna from a devotee of Krishna. Mahaprabhu, yes, now you're talking. That I accept. Tell me more. But that is the access point to a real connection. He's saying, if you can hear about Krishna from a genuine devotee of Krishna, Guru Maharaj said, then your success is guaranteed, whether it be today, tomorrow, or some other time. Then you've come in touch with the real thing, right? Bhagavatam tells us this early on, dharmasya svanustitak pungsang visvaksena katasuya. Not pariye jadivritim shrama eva hi kevalam vasudeva katha ruchi. Saying that whatever you're doing within varnashram, outside or not even remotely connected, whatever it is you're doing, if the end result is not an increased interest in hearing about Krishna, some eagerness, some hunger for that, then you're wasting your time. Tavakatam ritam tapta jivanam kavibir iditam kalmasha apaham swavanam mangalam srimadatatam bhuvi grinantite burida jana. Later, Mahaprabhu will embrace Pratap Purudra Maharaj, saying, yes, those who talk to us about Krishna, they're doing the real welfare work for people in this world. That's the real thing. The real substance is located there. Srimati Radharani says, Yad Anucharita Lila Karna Piyusha Briprut Sadkrita Danda Viduta Danda Dharma Vinashta. A drop of this substance can destroy all attachment. It's that powerful, that potent. So the topics of Krishna, when And it's interesting. And that Ramananda Sambhava in the beginning, Kaviraj Goswami said, what did he say? Sancharja Rama Vida Bhakta Meghe. Says, Ramananda is like a Bhakta Megh, a cloud of devotion who's risen from the sea, Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Chayamritani. There's an ocean of Bhakti Siddhanta, really full of jewels, Ratnalayatam, gems. Right? But really, that is Mahaprabhu, who is Radha Krishna combined. And saying, so this cloud has appeared from there and then is again raining back onto the ocean, and so many jewels are coming to the surface in the form of all these beautiful slokas that are contained therein. So whenever Mahaprabhu will praise Ramananda, Ramananda compares his position to that of a musical instrument, saying, really, you are playing me. And you're playing me and causing all of these things to come out. So, in the Antya Leela of Charitamritam, Pradyumna Misra approaches Mahaprabhu and says to him, I would like to hear Krishna Katha from you. And Mahaprabhu compliments him. He's saying, oh, you're so fortunate that within you is awakened the desire to hear about Krishna. He said, but Krishna Katha, ami nahi jani. I don't know Krishna Katha. How is that possible? Why is he saying this? Right? Radha and Krishna combined. He said earlier on his tour, Amara gyai guru hoya taro e desh, jari dako tari kaho Krishna upadesh. Tell everyone about Krishna. Krishna upadesh. Now he's saying, I don't know any Krishna katha. And we can interpret this in different ways. One way is, we can think, oh, they're sort of generic ontology, generic Siddhanta. And then this Krishna katha means more high-level talks, confidential talks. But more to the point, Mahaprabhu, as in the Ramananda Sambhava, wants to demonstrate you can only get this from one source. Within that dialogue, as Pradyumna Misra will ask Ramananda later to tell, when Ramananda wants to comply, oh, tell me the talks on the banks of the Godavari. But therein we find, he's saying, only from the Sakis can you get this kind of seva and understanding. Lalita Sakhi, Vishakha Sakhi, accept no substitute. Right. When at the behest of Mahaprabhu, Pradyumna Misra goes to Ramananda, Mahaprabhu is saying, you hear from him. I heard from him. You hear from him. That's my advice. When he arrives, he meets Ramananda's servitor who tells him that, oh, right now, you know, he's compiled a play, authored a play called the Jagannath Balava Natak, and in that drama it's required that some girls take the position of gopis and they have to be trained how to express all these divine sentiments, ecstatic sentiments. So there are two very beautiful young girls, Devdasis, who he's in the midst of training right now. And part of that training includes conditioning them. They need to be massaged and like that. He's telling this to me. And so he can't attend to it. When he's finished, then he can come and speak to you. And so, out of necessity of training them for the play, there was this intimate contact and saying, but for Ramananda, it was like touching wood or stone. He's unaffected. Why? Gopi Bhava. It's Vishakha Sakhi. Vishakha Sakhi has no Purush Bhav, no maleness, male enjoying tendency. Just literally trying to train these. This is the expert in how to express divine sentiments. Training these girls how you'll express these things in the play. But again, perspective, acquiring the proper angle of vision. So when Ramananda finishes, he serves them prasadam and sends them to their quarters. Then he comes, oh, forgive my offense, my aparad, I couldn't attend you, how can I serve you? And Pradyumna Misra was thinking, oh, I just came for your darshan, and now that I'm seeing you, I'm happy. And then he returns, and Mahaprabhu says, did you hear Krishna Katha from Ramananda? And he said, no, I just gave dandavat. Why? Well, this sort of thing, I cannot digest this. Then Mahaprabhu says, as a sannyasi, if I see the form or the representation of a woman or hear the sweet name of a woman, it may cause a disturbance in me, but not in Ramananda. He has no mundane form. He has a prakrita deho. Means looks like he has a body, actually totally spiritual. He said, not even a remote trace amount of exploiting or enjoying tendency in him. That's why I've heard from him. And by the way, there's Ek Ramananda. There aren't two. There isn't another one available somewhere. No, there's Ek Ramananda. There's one Ramananda. Therefore, I heard from him, got these instructions. I implore you to do the same. Now his faith is different. Right? Now he has faith, hearing from Mahaprabhu. What an endorsement. An endorsement from, you know, Radha Govinda combined. They're saying, you want to know about this? This is the person to hear from. It actually makes perfect sense. We learned in Ramananda Sambhava, they are sometimes lost in one another. Better to hear from Lalita Vishakha. They're the qualified. Vikriditu Brajabhidu Idamja Vishnu Shradhanvata Anushunayadata Varnayed Yag. Vishwas, it has to be with a particular quality of faith, the world of faith, Shraddha Mayoyam Loka, only accessible through faith, not the intellect, the mind, by analysis, academic prowess, or any such thing, but by someone, we say, embodies, a prakriti deho embodies. So Pradyumna Misra returns, Ramananda madly talking about Krishna from the morning through, they skip lunch through the afternoon and into the evening, and Pradyumna Misra is totally satisfied and praising Ramananda like anything. And then the secret comes out. Ramananda says, but one, when Mahaprabhu was asking Pradyumna Misra, have you heard from him? And he's saying yes and telling him the whole story. He says, but there's one other thing you told me. Oh, what was that? He said, that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is playing me like a musical instrument. And whatever he causes me to say, that's what I say. Mahaprabhu doesn't like to be caught. neither by Rupa Goswami or any, but repeatedly by his devotees, he's caught from time to time. When Rupa Goswami, Mahaprabhu, saying the mantra of your Ishta Devata, well, it's you. You know, this is Ati Stuti Kore Nindan, too much glorifications, a type of, he changes the subject away from himself. But Ramananda said, whatever I told you, Mahaprabhu is causing me to say to you. But he's using me as an instrument. Right? Ahang vedmi sukaveti vasuveti naveti va. That's the Lord's preferred method of distribution through his devotional agent. Right? So, when having accepted that hearing about Krishna from a real agent is the substantial thing, iho hoy age kahoar, go deeper, as Guru Maharaj would say, dive deep into reality. Starts diving deeper into reality. Shantarasa, Dasyarasa, Sakya, Vatsalya, Madhura. And ultimately, when it appears as though they've reached the zenith point, Mahaprabhu says, anything more you can say? And thematically, we can see, just like with Raghupati Upadhyay, anything more? Oh, who, you know, samprati, kamprati katayitami say samprati, what, pratitamayatu. Who would believe me? Who can I tell this to? Is there anyone qualified to hear this? And if I said it, would they believe me? In this case, Ramananda says, you said at the beginning of our talk, whatever I say, I should quote some scripture. That's the method of speaking in spiritual circles. Right? Is that to show the validity of what we're asserting, we should give some Shastric reference to show how it's possible to come to this, to express this idea, this concept, or come to this conclusion. Said, so there's something more I could say, but I can't quote any scripture. So what should I do? And I don't know if you would like to hear it, but it's in a song that I wrote. So what should I do? And Mahaprabhu insists, then that song Gurudev could sing by heart. We cannot and we won't. But what we shall say is that if we can point to it from afar, is to say that, as Guru Maharaj often says, the real substantial culture comes from separation, right? Hunger, to be in want, to be in need. That's indicative of devotional health. There has to be some want, some need, some hunger. So it says that sometimes Radha and Krishna are so lost in one another that they feel separation, as if they've lost each other. So even there, separation takes the highest position. And then Mahaprabhu puts his palm over his mouth, right, not to discuss this, not to say anymore. And later, as their talks are winding down, Ramananda says to Mahaprabhu that, when I first met you on the banks of the Godavari, it looked like 100 suns dressed as a sannyasi. Your effulgence was so great, so beautiful, so extraordinary. But in the garb of a sannyasi. He said, but now, when I look at you with greater scrutiny, I don't see a sannyasi. I'm seeing Shama Gopurup, Shama Sundar Krishna. But not only Shama Sundar Krishna. As Mahaprabhu was saying, oh, we've heard about the Maha Bhagavat devotee, who everywhere they cast their glance, they're seeing Krishna. So it's our good fortune to meet someone like you. We've only read about this in the scriptures, that there are such devotees. They see Krishna everywhere and in everything. And Ramananda is saying, please don't tease me like this. I mean, it's humorous for Krishna to say that. Everywhere you look, you see. So when you see me, you're also seeing Krishna. Come on. He said, no, but I'm not only seeing Krishna. Oh? He said, and this is what is puzzling me. I see that there is a golden girl and her divine effulgence is covering Krishna. She's enveloped Krishna with her heart and halo. What is this? Then Mahaprabhu says, I cannot conceal myself from your divine eye. Premanjana charita bhakti vilochanena santaksadeva hridayeshu vilokayanti. I can't hide myself from you. What you are seeing, no one has seen before. Not Sarvabhauma, so Sadbhuj, his divinity. Now, the ecstatic, emotional interior of Mahaprabhu is being revealed. He's saying, no one has seen this. This is the worship of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Guru Maharaj, Srila Gurudev. Rasa Raj Mahabhav Duyek Rup. Rasa Raj Krishna Mahabhav Swarupini Radha Thakurani. Combined as one in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then Ramananda feigns. Rupa Goswami, yes. Raso Dama Kamar Budama Dura Damojula Tunur. Jatinam Utangshas Tarani, Koti Vidyoti Basana, Hiranyanam Lakshmi Varana Bhivan Angika Rucha, Sat Chaitanya. Huh? What? Kim me Punar Dashur. I forget. Will I see this divine form of Gem again? Raso Dama Kamar Buddha. Like 10 million cupids, full-blown cupidity. Jatinamu tangshas tarni. That his so effulgent, his sannyas cloth is glowing like saffron gold. Bright. His, and Guru Maharaj's, koti kami murchi tangri, rupa rasa rangaram. 10 million cupids will faint to see the beauty of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, actually, our worship, when it's fully expressed, Sri Sri Radha Govinda, Guru Gauranga, Radha Govinda Sundar, Gandharva Govinda Sundar, like that, Mahaprabhu and Radha Govinda. That was revealed to Ramananda. That is our Ishtadevata in the line of Srila Saraswati Thakur. Hare Krishna. Jai Srila Ramananda Roy Tiro Ba Mahamahotavati Ti Ki Jai.